David anointed king from 2 Samuel and Psalm 150, and from Mark. David becomes king over all Israel. The change of kings, Saul is out and David is in. Against the advice of God, God gave the people Saul as king, who does just what God said a king would do. The people are glad to have God anoint David, replacing Saul. By this story, David has been king for 7 years and begun his reign of all Israel, which will last for 33 more years. David also brings the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem with song, making Jerusalem a place of worship. This Ark holds the tablets God gave Moses, the covenant between God and God's people. This is a great celebration because the Ark has been stolen and was now back in the possession of Israel. Not only is it in their possession, but it is in the new city, Jerusalem. Not the north or the south, but the place for both tribes to once again be united by one king, David. The joining of the two nations was a celebration indeed, and David takes credit, but God made this happen. God restores Israel and brings the people together with his word. The Ark of the Covenant allegedly carried the word of God. However, the word of God has always been from the beginning and cannot be kept in a box. What he did was bring the word of God to a place people could come together and worship and fellowship and be with God. Jesus was the word made flesh and walked among us, according to the first verses of John's gospel. Jesus is from the line of David and brings us salvation. Even though we are undeserving people, God chooses us by sending Jesus, the Redeemer, for our sins. Not because we do anything, but because God loves us. We are not saved by anything we do. We cannot even choose God on our own, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can know God's love. Faith alone, by grace alone, we are saved according to Scripture. The Word of God is with us in Christ Jesus, the open gate. Jesus said, "Go baptize and make disciples of all nations." As David reforms the people of God and brings the blessing back to the people, we hear how God comes to all people in Jesus Christ, so all may come to know and love God. God has made known to us Jesus, the open gate of our salvation. Jesus, the Word of God, brings light into the dark world we live. It is Jesus, the open gate, who tells us we are saved and loved, and our hope is in the grace of God, who loves us for who we are. Know that God has opened the gate of his kingdom for all creation. Amen. Let us pray. Holy One of Israel, King David worked hard to return the Ark of the Covenant to Israel so that the people could honor you in your house of worship. Receive our praise in our house of worship as we rejoice in the presence of Jesus Christ, the open gate. Amen.